Been a wild Tuesday. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn will be here momentarily. He's down in Iowa City or on his way back after the Fran McCaffrey news conference from today. Iowa getting ready to take on the Maryland Terrapins on Thursday. Number 25, Maryland, as a matter of fact, coming off the big loss on Sunday night to the Northwestern Wildcats. And more on that and audio coming up for Fran McCaffrey and perhaps a few players coming up a little bit later on in the programming or our programming here today. We got a great show. We're going to be talking high school wrestling. Wyatt Schultz will be joining us. Maybe a little bit of high school politics as well. We shall see about that, Mark. And Kim Moule is going to join us, the terrific coach for the Kirkwood women's basketball team, as they are rated number one in the country right now in junior college Division II basketball. They will be at home coming up tomorrow night. And who are they playing tomorrow night?
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth, thank you. I was on the tip of my tongue, and I could not remember. But they will entertain Ellsworth in a men's doubleheader at Johnson Hall coming up tomorrow on the program. Right out of the chute. And right here, Mark, can I honestly say we're fine weather-wise?
It certainly appears to be. We're not postponed.
We are never postponed. We're us in Bowling Night America, never postponed.
It's really strange, and I haven't kept up with the weather today. Apparently, fog or conditions up north are going to prohibit a lot of games. It's thrown a wrench into our schedule. We've adjusted, and we're still going to have high school basketball tonight.
We are, except we're not going to have the games that we told you we were going to bring. And I'm interested to hear text or call. No, text us, please, because Alex is not here yet. But if you are up in the Highway 20 corridor up there in northern Iowa listening into our show, we're curious as to the weather conditions up there, because this is the second consecutive Tuesday that pretty much everything north of Cedar Rapids, Marion, has been postponed.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, here, everything was dry, and we were kind of wondering, and it may be different up there. We don't know. We want to know. 319-366-1600. That is Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600, as many games have been postponed for tonight. Now, here's the new schedule. 1600 and 107.5 FM were originally supposed to have Independence at Marion and boys basketball. That has been postponed. So, we are going to go from the south side of Marion to the north side of Marion. We will have Linmar hosting Pleasant Valley tonight in a 4A non-conference affair between the MAC and the MVC. We'll have that tonight for you at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Likewise, our originally scheduled game on 106.3 FM, Breaking the Heart of Todd Bromwell Camp, was supposed to be Central DeWitt at Solon tonight in boys basketball. That has also been postponed. So we will bring you the big top 10 battle instead between Bettendorf and Iowa City West tonight. That will be our game from down at West High. Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson will be down in Iowa City for the call of that one coming up tonight. So we always have a backup plan, Mark Dukes.
I hope you make it to Linmar safely, Scott. I really do.
I don't know. We'll be fine. I don't know what it's like in northern Iowa. That's why I want to know. That's why I want to know out there. 319-366-1600. If you're up there in Waterloo, Independence, Manchester, that area, Ryan, Highway 20 corridor and above, let us know. How is it up there? We want to know. We're curious. Doesn't matter one way or the other. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be wrong. I just want to know what it's like up there, because that seems to be the epicenter of where everything is being canceled right now. Do we have responses?
We do not as yet, but there are several areas north and east of Cedar Rapids where slippery roads can be expected. This is a weather statement that was put out a little bit earlier, and perhaps some fog as well. So precautionary moves. I don't know. Let us know if you're up north what conditions are like.
Yep. And we appreciate that. And again, we don't want to go, oh gosh, they should be playing, because we don't know what the conditions are like up there. So we want to find out. We want to find out. We're going to talk about Iowa State, Kansas last night as well. We'll talk about basketball that was played last night at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Should we do that? It's always a little iffy. What, Alex isn't
sure,
here.
Sure.
All right. We're gonna go to the phones cold here because this may be an answer to our question about the climate north of us. So let's just go to the phones now and bring in our caller here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Hi, who's this?
This is Brian. I'm driving to Manchester right now.
What's it like, Brian?
Well, I'm on Highway 13. The roads are just fine, but I think everybody's the is freezing fog later.
Okay, and that's not good.
Yeah, so I want to say that the roads are probably going to be okay in some of these locations, but I think their fear is freezing fog later tonight.
Mm. All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for being our embedded reporter on Highway 13.
Oh, you're very welcome.
There you go. Brian helping us out right there. So freezing fog is the reason for all this. So there you go.
All right.
We're fine with that. I, like I said, I don't want to be that guy who gets mad at, you know, I understand. I get it. We live in the 21st century. It's 2017. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of litigation out there. If somebody gets in an accident on the way to a game, something's going to happen.
Yeah, check with your schools. We'll post some information here. Check on Twitter. A variety of beat reporters in the high school ranks bringing you the postponements and the reschedulements.
Yeah, a lot of, and they're starting to get kind of stacked up now. So there are going to be some teams playing some NBA type schedules here in the next few weeks or so. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And again, we will have those games coming your way tonight right here on 1600, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Now, last night, Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa State falling to Kansas. Ended up 76-72. It was I believe a 13-point game with about 2 minutes left. Iowa State made a little bit of a run behind some long-range shooting, mainly by Monte Morris. And I asked you when you got here today, I don't think Iowa State played a bad game last night. I think Kansas is a very good team. I'm not sure that this is as good as the last two Kansas teams, but that remains to be seen. But I asked you, and you agreed with me, did you ever think Iowa State was going to win that game last night?
I never got that sense at all, even though Iowa State had a chance down the stretch. I think Iowa State's, when Iowa State struggles and Iowa struggles, it's more the same. It's defense and interior play, interior defense. Too many easy baskets last night for Kansas, both in transition and in the half court. So Iowa State's going to have to clean that up and be competitive. Oklahoma up next. A gettable Oklahoma team,
although it's gettable
on the road. It is on the road. So, no, it wasn't a horrible game by any means, but I think Kansas is just that good.
Yeah, but do you think Kansas is as good as they have been the last couple
of seasons?
I don't either. I don't either. They don't have that dominating big man inside right now. I do like the foreign player, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his name because I tried to do it last night, and I butchered it about seven times. So, but he can shoot it when he's wide open.
But what do most championship teams have in common? Excellent guard play.
Yeah, Frank Mason.
And Kansas has that.
Was very good last night. It was kind of played out to be, going into the game, a Monte Morris versus Frank Mason the third showdown.
Both had good games.
Very good games. Monte probably played a little bit better as far as individual is concerned, although Frank Mason, I thought, played a good game.
He did have an unreal total of three turnovers, though.
Yes,
Morris. Wasn't Morris's ratio is like 30-1 in Big Ten or Big Eight play?
Yeah,
or Big 12 play.
Big 12.
I'm sorry,
Big 12.
30 assists to one turnover.
Yeah,
going
Paul
into that
Clark
game.
Was telling us that last Friday.
Wow.
And now Iowa State, of course, is basically 3.5 games behind Kansas. So, if you're looking at the big picture, Big 12 championship, if there was even a glimmer out there, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to happen now. Three games behind, and you lost head-to-head to Kansas. Still plenty of things to play for now as far as bracketology is concerned, and who doesn't love to look at bracketology on January the 17th? Jerry Palm is Iowa State, one of the final four in right now. He would have them in a first-round game at Dayton. And as far as ESPN is concerned, they have Iowa State right now solidly in the field. Now, both of those were before the game last night. So maybe things changed. I don't know. But when you play somebody of a Kansas's ilk, usually your RPI and everything does go up, even though you lost the ball game.
319-366-1600. That's our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, jkainvest.com. 1619, Cyclones light on the front line, and Frank Mason is one bad dude.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, he is a bad dude out there, and it seems like he's been around 24 years. Mm-hmm. But, hey, he's a senior now for the Kansas Jayhawks. And the other thing that Kansas does really well, their spacing is impeccable. It seems like they get a great shot off more often than not. There were a couple of situations last night, and it was interesting. Bill Self called a timeout real quick after a couple. I think Jackson threw one up, a really bad shot, and he called a timeout and just lit into the Jayhawks. And I don't think they took a bad shot the rest of the night.
Right.
And they're just so impressive by the way that their team concept plays out on the court. And I think that's what impresses me the most about Kansas. And they're not intimidated. That's the first time they won in Ames since 2014, I believe. For what that's worth. But they're fearless when they go on the road. Great win for Kansas last night. That's one when you take a look at West Virginia, you take a look at some of the other top teams. Baylor, they have to come into Ames yet. I don't think Baylor is going to beat Iowa State in Ames, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure West Virginia is going to beat Iowa State, although they've done it before in the last couple of seasons.
I mean, Baylor is a different matchup for people, is it not?
Well,
Yeah.
A lot bigger.
Yeah.
Kansas
and Baylor would be an interesting matchup, I think, based on the two teams' strength.
Not sure Baylor can hang with Kansas's guards, and I'm not sure Kansas's inside players can hang with Baylor's. But Iowa State played Baylor very tough down at Waco. Had a chance to win that basketball game and just came up a little bit short on that. 319-366-1600 if you want to comment here about the Iowa State loss last night to the Baylor Bears. And poor Bill Fenley. He gets Baylor tomorrow. Or Iowa State lost to Kansas, I beg your pardon. I had Baylor in the mind. But Bill Fenley goes down to Waco tomorrow to take on number two Baylor. Not the recipe when you're 1-5 in the Big 12.
Not by any means. 4702 J Street Southwest is about to go underwater. I'm not sure what that means.
Really?
Or there's a backup of some kind or what? But that's on the text line right now, unconfirmed. But apparently a problem on J Street with some water.
That would be down in the Prairie Creek area?
It very well could be.
I would assume. Now, I did go across that today on 380, and there was some ice buildup. So might be that situation down there that's backing things up. So if you usually make your way around Cedar Rapids, or if you're on your way home and go that way, you may want to make alternate plans.
Tomorrow, we're going to learn the next class for the Baseball Hall of Fame, 5 o'clock Central Time. The balloting results will be announced on the MLB Network and brought to you by the Afternoon Players Club, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. The subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, is this the year that suspected steroid users Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens enter baseball's Hall of Fame? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway. Excuse me, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
We were talking about this in the sports office a little bit earlier on. Is this the year the curtain comes down for this? Will somebody like a Bonds get in?
You can throw in Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez. They have steroid baggage, do they not?
Correct. I think it's going to happen. If not this year, perhaps next year. I think that's going to be the case, and it may happen this year. This may be the season that it actually, that wall comes down a little bit. And then does everybody get in at that point when one guy gets in?
It's also hypocritical. They're taking Bud Selig in, and he presided over the steroid era, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, stranger things have happened.
Managers who had steroid users on their team won World Series and got into the Hall of Fame. It's I understand they cheated, but it's also hypocritical.
Yeah, definitely is out there. So that is our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It is 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Kim Mool coming up a little bit later on. But when we return, we are going to talk high school wrestling. And we'll do that with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament. So stay tuned. More to come after this as you're listening to the Tuesday edition of The Gym Class. It's coming away on 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City.
We should get tickets and fly to that game. That would be awesome.
You know I can't afford that, man.
Come work for MediaCom like me. Then you can.
My job's all
right. Right. You work really hard and never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at MediaCom. I know the harder I work, the more money I make, and I meet a lot of people.
That does sound better.
It is better. Go look at MediaComCable.careers, buddy.
Earn what you deserve as a direct sales representative for MediaCom. They have openings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Apply now at MediaComCable.careers.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger, and so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
We welcome you back. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming up here on KGYM. And don't forget tonight, high school basketball, a few changes. We will have Pleasant Valley at Linmar. Our boys game on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And boys basketball, it'll be Bettendorf at Iowa City West tonight on 106.3 FM. That big top 10 battle. And that will be played down at West High coming up tonight. West was supposed to go to Kansas City over the weekend. The big ice storm canceled that classic, if you will, down there in the Kansas City, Kansas area. They were going to take on the top team in Kansas. Blue Valley Northwest, and we're never able to do that. So this will be the first time that they have been on the court in a week since we had their game at Linmar last Tuesday night. And we had a lot of wrestling over the weekend, though, that wasn't postponed. And to talk about that and other things, high school wrestling, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Check them out. They are located on Johnson Avenue Northwest. Kurt is just across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And stop on by and say hi to Kurt out there. And we join Wyatt Schultz here on this Tuesday. How you doing, Wyatt?
I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah, we had wrestling over the weekend, you know, bad weather and all. And it wasn't too bad, though, right?
No, it really wasn't, and at least we got the wrestling in before the storms moved in.
Yeah, that is correct. And, of course, the highlight, the biggie of the weekend, you were there at the Jayhawk Invitational, the 2017 edition anyway, and it was a heck of a show once again. And New Hampton and Fort Dodge, maybe Indianola you can throw in there as well, came down to a three-team race for that championship.
Yeah, it really was, and what great finals and tournament it really was. You know, there were seven number one ranked kids in this tournament. A couple of head to heads. Well, actually, a couple of them had to withdraw, but that's how solid this tournament was. 44 ranked kids in here, and New Hampton, I think, showed their. I think maybe their tournament, their depth overall. Fort Dodge has got some good kids, just not a whole team of them.
Yeah. Who impressed you? Who surprised you from the individuals at the Jayhawk?
To be honest with you, Culver was a big surprise. He beat Gorman out of New Hampton in the semifinals. And maybe, I don't know if it's a total surprise, maybe it was just the fact that I just didn't know how good he was. And he's right up there where I think he could contend for a state title.
Jefferson was missing a few wrestlers, mm-hmm. we should say.
Right, right. Rashad wasn't wrestling over the weekend, which was one of them. Bonner at heavyweight wasn't wrestling, but Culver had a real nice tournament.
Really good tournaments also across the area in Solon, Marion, Cascade. Let's go to Marion where Williamsburg prevailed, and based on the results that you saw, what'd you learn there?
Williamsburg's got some nice depth, and the other thing I learned, I'll tell you, Marion's really coming along. They had four champions, four right in a row at from 145 to 170. The Conways were champions. And those four kids, you got Trey Clifton at 160, who's not doing just too bad. And so Marion's just slowly making improvement.
Yeah, they got fourth in the their own tournament, which is the best they've done in a long time. And Coach Hague's done a very, very good job right there. Northland was there. They got third behind Wilton, who was the runner-up to Williamsburg. Solon, as Mark said, had their tournament. Lisbon and Solon ended up 1-2 in that one, and another good outing for Lisbon against some bigger schools.
Exactly. You know, and Lisbon had six champions. Solon had four. So between the two teams, you know, they had 10 of the 14 champs. And so maybe a little bit why them two kind of pulled away or separated themselves from the field. West Liberty had a couple of champs, and Iowa Valley had a couple of champs. But Lisbon, they are really, really looking good. In fact, they got a nice dual meet coming up next Tuesday.
Yeah, we can talk about that coming up here in a little bit. Geneseo over in Illinois, Prairie and Kennedy made their annual pilgrimage over there, and both did pretty well.
Actually, they really did. Prairie had a couple of finalists. Tiger Winters was the champion at 60, and then of course Kennedy's pair of Saracen and Kubovec were both champs, and them two have really been doing well this year. That was a nice tournament for Prairie.
Some of the other tournaments that took place over the weekend, Bettendorf had their invitational. Iowa City West finished ninth over there. Johnston just edged out Waverly Shellrock over there in that one. Davenport Assumption got sixth, though, and which it was a close team race, but I think that kind of caught my eye a little bit.
Well, Assumption's down a little bit, but I'm not sure about all the if everybody's out, injuries and so on. But I really wouldn't totally count them out of the 2A race. Maybe not so much as a champion, but as far as a trophy, they might be right in the hunt. You know, and speaking of that tournament, Brands was the champion over there, Nelson, at 152. So he's had a nice year. I think his only loss is up at the Dvorak over Christmas.
The Western Dubuque excellence continues. They won the tournament over at Cascade by a pretty big margin. Mount Vernon did end up in second in that one over at Cascade, too.
Exactly. You know, and you guys brought up the Brinkman-Costello match. You know, KJ kind of slighted or favored maybe just by a tad Costello winning that match. And you see he won a 3-2 match, but in the semis he had to beat Tristan Wirth out of Mount Vernon, and he beat him 3-2. So Costello's had a nice run.
And we should mention as well, even though it wasn't in our neck of the woods, that Valley and Polk met again, and Southeast Polk beat West Des Moines Valley again.
Yeah, isn't that something? In fact, I'm not so sure that they don't meet this weekend at the Ed Winger. I can't remember if Valley's there or not. But that's another solid tournament coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Usual round of Thursday duels in the Mississippi Valley Conference. What are you looking at this week?
Oh, probably Linmar Prairie, maybe.
Not bad.
On Thursday night?
Yep.
Yeah, our rankings are coming out on Thursday at hopefully by 5 o'clock. So hopefully I can get them out and buzz over to Linmar and be able to watch that. But Jefferson's at Iowa City West this weekend, and Kennedy and Wash are at City High. So full slate.
Yeah, Kennedy City High I think would be a pretty good duel.
Exactly. You know, and City High is just slowly making some improvements this year as well. So, I think you're right. I think that would be a good, nice duel.
Yeah. Well, this is a big weekend because this is pretty much the final weekend for big invitationals, and then we start thinking of conference tournaments right around the corner. Hard to believe, but you got two of the biggies this weekend: the Looters over at Clinton. They will be going on over there. And then you mentioned the Ed Winger over at Urbandale.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I've got somebody covering the Ed Winger for me already. But that Bob Looters tournament with all the area teams that are coming from this area really intrigues me. I think that'll be a nice tournament as well, with Lisbon Prairie. Wash has got a couple of good kids. Of course, Mount Vernon, and then Western Dubuque with their solid team in Linmar. So that'll be that's a nice tournament.
Really is. And you mentioned the rankings will be coming out again on Thursday. And now, will these be the final ones before we get to conference championships?
No. We'll have one more right before sectionals.
Okay.
Sectionals districts.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Wyatt,
so, second to the last one.
Scott and I were talking before the show, noticing the results of the Mattman Invitational at Cornell, and Wartburg couldn't have had a full team there. Do you know anything about that?
I really don't know anything about it, except that I do know that these coaches, talking to Coach Keller up there, that with Augsburg coming down, they like to juggle their lineup so that they don't meet the same guys all the time. So, you know, they just send them to different tournaments just so that they don't meet your Augsburgs three and four times a year. They just don't want that to happen. So my guess is they just sent them to other tournaments and did not have their full team.
Yeah, Wartburg a distant fourth in that, Augsburg winning it, Cornell second, Stevens Institute third. So that's what I suspected, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Augsburg probably does the same thing. They juggle their tournament schedule just so that they don't meet the same teams and same individuals all the time.
How'd the live stream go Saturday?
Oh, that was awesome. I don't know how many views I had on the live stream, but I ended up with about 10,000 hits on the website.
Mm.
So. It went over well.
Excellent.
And I don't know. I haven't got finalized plans for this weekend yet, but I'm going to do another one this weekend.
There you go. Your broadcast, your budding broadcasting career is taking off, Wyatt.
Well, I don't know about mine, but I'm helping Coach Briggs. pretty soon he's going to want more than popcorn to be paid.
Do you need a delay for Coach Briggs or anything like that?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, he really does a good job. He and of course knows the sport, so he does a real nice job for me.
We would be remiss if we did not talk and get your opinion on it. And
oh, I know what's coming.
Yeah. Well, it all hit the fan yesterday a little bit with all of the changes that are going to be made at Wells Fargo for the state wrestling tournament. And I don't know one person that is for any of the changes. If people don't know, the media is going to be kind of handicapped a little bit by what they can do. They can't take mat side photos anymore. I think there's going to be a pool of Iowa Newspaper Association photographers. I don't know how that is going to work. TV people, photographers such as yourself why you're going to have to be behind barriers. I don't know. We haven't heard the official explanation if it's because of they're worried about people being in the way of the cameras for the.
Wait a minute.
So, I don't know.
So a Gazette photographer could be in the pool, and the Gazette would have to purchase their own photographers?
That could be the case.
Picture?
I don't know. Enlighten us, Wyatt. I guess put in your 2 cents worth.
Well, you know, at the Division I's, and of course this is a little different than the Division I's, we're pretty much restricted there to you have to stay basically behind barriers or behind the mat. What it will be like at the state tournament, I don't know. I guess I'm one of those. I may not necessarily agree with the rules and the format, but I guess I abide by what's given, and I try not to abuse what I've been told. Whether that's a hindrance or not, I don't know. But and whether it actually all unfolds the way it's presented, I guess we'll probably have to wait and see. I really think we do get access, or at least the reporters get access to the floor to a certain degree. It may not be what they've been used to in the past.
Right, and I can't figure out, are the radio and TV going to be up high? I know it's not going to be on the floor anymore.
Yes, they are. Radio and TV will be up for the simple reason they don't need to be on the floor. Or at least that's what was presented to me. Don't take that from me. But but that's the way I understand it, is that they will be up. And I actually think they've got a couple of media rooms with cameras or TVs in there that you can watch the matches from there. And, of course, you know as well as I do, it's not nearly as nice watching it on TV as it is in person.
No. Even with Mark.
Ironside.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's calling things. I'm sure Mark will have a lot to say about that coming. It's going to be a change. Now, who knows what could happen? There's been enough, I think, outrage from the media over the last 24 to 48 hours to maybe at least get some people thinking about it. I don't think it's anything that the Iowa High School Association in Boone has put out. I think this is all Iowa High School Sports Network stuff. And I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if it's changed. If it's not changed, we'll have to see how it works. There's going to be changes in basketball, too, on how things are covered. And I guess it's a brave new world, right?
Yeah, it really is. I guess I don't know whether I'll like it or not. I'll see once I get there. You know, I'm so used to being on the floor and intermingling with the coaches and stuff while they're warming up. So I don't know how that'll work for me either, because that's my BS or my social time.
Yeah. Well, both. Well, it'll be interesting. That's for sure. So
it really will. I think a lot of it is the sports network, but probably with the approval of the High School Athletic Association.
Yeah. Well, they had to sign off on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they had to sign off on it. And yeah, we'll see if things change before February or the end of February, or if it's going to stay what they're talking about right now. But we know one thing, there's a lot of wrestling through that point.
Yes, there is. And if you follow me on Twitter at all, you'll notice I just stay off the gossip.
There you go. All right, Wyatt. Hey, appreciate it as always. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Wyatt Schultz joining us from The Predicament. And you can follow him. The Predicament, just go to their website, or you can follow them online as well. And yeah, there's a lot of outrage among our brethren in the media about it, especially on the newspaper side of things, because a lot of the coverage that they have grown accustomed to in the past is not going to be allowed this year, and they're also going to be limited to how many passes you can get, and you can't. And the passes don't even come from the association, which is another sticking point as far as that is concerned.
I'd like to know what was wrong with the previous arrangement.
Nothing.
Okay.
Somebody's making some money on this, and I think I know who. That's all I'm going to say about it. Basketball is going to change as well. Basketball, like I told you yesterday, it's going to be, if you have three games, we had four games one year that we did in a row. I think there was one break in between. So if you do two games, have a break, do another two games, you have to tear down all your stuff and get out of the way. It used to be you just stayed there where you were parked for the session, didn't have to worry about anything. Now you have, from what I understand, you have to take all your equipment down. You have to clear out the area and then bring everything back and set it up again 60, 90 minutes later.
Well, it's asinine.
It's stupid. It's stupid. And, yeah, there you go. I think that I hope that it will change. I hope that it will change, but I don't know if it will. All right, we've had our soapbox. 3:39. We will take a break, come back. Kim Bull's going to join us when we return. We'll talk Kirkwood women's basketball right after this here on KGYM. Don't forget as well, we've got tickets to see Brian Regan coming up. He's going to be at the Paramount Theater on Sunday, January the 29th. We will have free tickets, a pair to give away today before 4 o'clock, I beg your pardon. For more information on his appearance at the Paramount, go to KGYMradio.com. Back with more after this.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, because their wings are too small for their bodies, bumblebees should not be able to fly. Here to comment, bees.
Wait, we're not supposed to fly?
Kinda like how a quarter pound of beef should not be in the 4 for $4.
Yet it is. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Any other bee puns?
No, we're good, honey.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits. Smooth out a rough engine, restore power, and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and purchase 2 bottles of Seafoam Motor Treatment and get one free. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back to The Gym Class on this Tuesday, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. As we take you through The Gym Class here today, and we're going to talk some Kirkwood women's basketball with head coach Kim Moule, who joins us here from Johnson Hall on the phone here this afternoon and getting ready for practice here today. How you doing, Coach?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Not too bad. You guys are doing very well, though. Number one in the country, and so far so good on this season, hasn't it been?
Yeah, I knew we could be pretty good, but I didn't know if we would be this good at this time. But, 17-0 is okay.
What's contributed to that start, Kim?
I just think they bought in really early. And then we got some pieces that that were pretty, you know, we got a post player. We got a couple transfers that really really have molded in really well with our group. I thought our recruiting class was pretty good. But, you know, when we get a 6'2 kid that's a Division I transfer, and then we got another transfer from another junior college from Texas. They've really fit in well with what we're doing.
Well, and it's a very talented group, no doubt about that. And you mentioned just the base, and then you bring in some other people that you probably didn't think at this time a year ago you were going to have, and kind of all comes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we kind of put them on the road right away. We played at State Fair right out of the chute, so they either had to, you know, bond together or get their struggle. And we had a big win, two big wins down there, actually. State Fair is a good team, and, you know, we beat them on their home court, which is not an easy thing to do early in the year. So, but yeah, they came together pretty quick.
Appears to be a very well-balanced team, at least offensively. Looking at the statistics, Gam, is that the case?
Yeah, you know, in fairness to a couple of those kids, we've just kind of popped some people sometimes. And, you know, Simone, our big kid, her stats would probably be bigger. I'm not sure she's played more than three or four fourth quarters in this year. She hardly has played many fourth quarters, so because the game is already out of hand, which is kind of good and bad, you know, because other kids get to play, but, you know, maybe she doesn't get the stats or the accolades that maybe she should.
Well, doing pretty good, 14 points in about 19 minutes a game, so that's not too bad.
No, she's talented. She's extremely skilled for a big kid, and she can handle it. She can shoot outside, and she's just another dimension that, you know, we did not have going into this year.
A couple of your closest games against Illinois Central, and even in those, didn't appear to be extremely close. They're a ranked team. Now a big game on Saturday against DMAC, huh?
Yeah, you know, Steve's got them going. I think they're 13-2 over there, and it's always a difficult place to play over there, and it'll be good for us no matter what. I mean, I think our kids are – I think we just need to play a close game. We haven't had one for a while. The Illinois Central games were close for in the second half a little bit, but our kids just have responded extremely well in any situation, and both those two wins were on the road. So,
didn't mean to get ahead of yourself or myself, because you've got a game coming up tomorrow against Ellsworth, right?
Right, and Ellsworth 8-8, and they're, you know, last year I think they went like 3-23 or something, 3-26, and they're 8-8, so they are better. They're big. They got a big lineup, not a lot of depth. So obviously that tends to be our advantage a lot of times with our depth.
Well, you mentioned depth, and you mentioned Simone Goods as well already from Omaha. You've kind of expanded the horizons as far as your recruiting base is concerned. You got the Iowans, you got a couple kids locally anyway, but then you've also gone into some of the adjoining states as well to get some players.
I think that's going to be a trend with women's basketball. I think there's an article I just read. Somebody wrote it about the numbers decreasing in women's basketball, and we're not the exception. You know, we're going out of state. I would love to get all Iowa kids, but it's very difficult right now with the drops in numbers for Iowa women's basketball. So you know, we're just going to have to go. Omaha's been good. You know, we've got some good kids out of there. And Illinois, obviously, is right across the border, so it's like an Iowa kid.
Kim, with six national titles, you have a point of reference. This team being ranked number one, I don't want to, you know, project too far out, but do you see some of the components in this team as you have in other championship teams?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, everything is so many variables with that. I mean, you can't get anybody hurt. You know, nobody can get sick the day of a game. Nobody can turn an ankle. So there are some definite, you know, there's some definite there's some variables that's got to work out throughout the year to make it, you know, to make that happen. But yeah, there's some definite pieces that are in place.
One of the gals that's a local, we saw her play at Prairie for 4 years, and that's Olivia Usher. And both myself, Steve Dozier, thought, you know, I think she was good at the high school level, but I think she's really going to excel when she gets to the next level and get to that college game anyway, because she's got a college type game. To her,
yeah,
I guess.
Her skill set's better than people think. You know, she handles the ball fairly well. She can shoot on the perimeter. And with this group, we got about three kids that could play the 3-4. So they're interchangeable. And she has had a nice start to her year. She's been in a little bit of a funk lately. But I think, you know, this typical high school kid, when they get to be about January, there's a lull that they hit, because we're at 17-0, and most of the time they're about done with their season. So we still have 13 games to go. So it makes it kind of tough for them to, you know, it's a hump they got to get through. And the good thing is we have depth, so she doesn't have to, you know, the minutes aren't weighing on her body so much. But she has come, she's done some nice things. We put her in the starting lineup down in Missouri, and she has just done some nice things. She's a very, very good passer. So I think that goes underrated.
Yeah, yeah, and just a heady ball player, too.
Yeah, you know, she got high IQ on the court, so that, which, you know, you can tell her something. She understands a situation. So, you know, time and score, she really understands that.
Yeah. Only have four sophomores on this team, Kim, so the future is still bright, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got four sophomores. You know, we got some other good freshmen. There's no question about that. You know, Awal, Ajak is really, could be a great player for us. Megan Axel, there's some kids that have really stepped up and gotten better. And the biggest thing is they're getting in the gym. You know, this group gets in the gym and they want to get better, which helps us out a lot.
Should mention, we mentioned Olivia Usher. Should talk about Candace Wilson as well. She's another local product, played at Cedar Valley Christian, and good to see her moving on to the next level. What about her game?
Well, you know, she's playing behind some pretty good people this year. You know, she's not getting a lot of time right now. Hopefully she'll get some. It's going to be tough this year, to be honest with you, because we've got some people in that position that are pretty doggone good. And, you know, she's great in practice, and she hits a lot of shots, but she's still adjusting to the level of play and being pressured. I think that's the big thing, because if she stops turning the ball over, she'll probably get more and more time.
What would you like to see your team do better, Cam? And that's saying a lot since you're 17-0.
This group, we don't execute real well sometimes. You know, that's the big thing. And I think when you get in a big game, we're going to have to execute some things down the stretch. And they just kind of play. And sometimes that's good, but, you know, sometimes you got to have a better shot than what they throw up there. So I think that's the big thing in execution. I think we'll always guard. But, you know, shooting the ball and execution be the two things, I would say.
Well, and this is a time of the year you try to ramp things up a little bit. We mentioned the games coming up. You're at home tomorrow night, and then they go to DMAC over the weekend. But you got a lot of conference games from here on in, and then you get ready for the regional tournaments, and you can't skip a night when you get to that point.
No, you know, we're at 13 games left. I can't believe the season's gone that quickly. But, you know, when you are where we're at in our season right now, and, you know, you're ranked one, everybody, you know, it seems like they have a chili supper, they have a packed the gym night. They try to do something different to provide more diversity for us.
Do you get to have some chili at least?
Eating
do
supper they... to, it's amazing what some schools are doing to get people in the crowd and just try to get after us, and from putting the band behind our bench to whatever it may be. So it gets pretty interesting.
Do they at least feed you when they have these
chili
nights?
No, they don't. That's the kicker. But, you know, in our league has gotten better each year, and I think, you know, you go on the road, it's like anywhere else. You got to win. You cannot show up.
Well, you mentioned that, and the fact that it's got to help you a little bit that this league gets better and better each and every year. There was a point 10, 15 years ago that you didn't have many nights that you were really tested in this league.
No. I mean, we were pretty good in the early, you know, 2006, right in that era. There, we had some pretty good players and teams. And, you know, now you can go on the road and get beat basically just about, like, we played Southwestern the other day, and that score is not, and we ended up beating them by 30-some, but it was not that far off. I mean, middle of the third, and but we wear people out sometimes, and they wear them down, and that's part of the deal, I think, with the depth that we have.
I always wondered, Kim, and this is a ways down the road, but when you get to a national tournament, how do you, unlike NCAA teams where you have a body of work, teams are on television, this and that, what do you know about a Pima and Owens? Those are the second, third-ranked teams in the country behind you. How do you go about gathering scouting information when you don't have that television?
Well, the deal, like the first game that you play, you will get a tape on the team prior. So if we're going to play a team out of Arkansas, they must send us a tape, and I have to send them our last tape of the year. And then when you get there, you better start scouting. You can get online sometimes, but you better, once you get to the tournament, you better start watching. I look a little early. Earlier, I talk to some people if I know who's going to be in it. But, you know, in the last two or three years, there's been a lot of upsets. So you can get out there and have the wrong information. So you get there and you just got to start, you know, you better start scouting right then.
Mm, yeah, and makes your stay a lot more pleasant, we hope anyway. And yeah. How about this group, anybody getting looks from the next level to keep their career going?
Well, Simone, of course, you know, big players always get a majority of looks. Simone's having a great year. Riley Voss, who comes off the bench behind her, she's probably going to go to an NAI D2 type level. The kid that's really played well is Shaniqua Watkins and Dalia Harris. Both those two kids. Dalia's had some monster games. I think she had 5 threes on Saturday. She just kind of come into her own in the last, I'd say in the last couple months. And she's a 5'10", athletic, undersized, extremely strong kid. And those four kids will move on somewhere. Like I say, it's a little early yet, but Simone's getting a lot of looks, which in turn helps our other kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's Kim Mull, head coach of the Kirkwood Eagles, from a little bit earlier on today, as they will be at home tomorrow to take on Ellsworth. 3:54, we will take a break and come back and wrap things up here on the Gym Class. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to win some tickets to see Brian Regan. He will be at the Paramount Theater, and that will be coming up on Sunday, January the 29th. We've got a pair of free tickets to give away right now. He's seen on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. Brian proves that comedy doesn't have to be dirty to be hilarious. And you can go to kgymradio.com for some more information. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, and we'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
The Minnesota Twins Caravan is returning to Cedar Rapids. Join the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Twins for the annual hot stove reception at the Nubo City Market on Wednesday, January 25th. Get excited for the baseball season with a buffet from Nubo vendors, a silent auction, drawing for a 40-inch flat-screen TV, appearance from mascot TC, and a discussion panel from Twins players Byron Buxton and Trevor May. Tickets are $40 in advance and $45 at the door. All proceeds from the event go to the Colonels Foundation to support its community projects. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets today.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies. Iowa Book is open this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 till 9. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One-of-a-kind bookstore.
Maybe it was okay to get laid off every winter before you had a family, but now you need regular pay all year long. At PMX, that's what you'll get, and it's yours just for working 3 or 4 day weeks, so you still have flexibility. A steady paycheck and time to do the things you want. It's the perfect combination. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids has full-time positions available right now, so apply this week at ipmx.com. If you're ready for steady, go to ipmx.com.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Randall from Cedar Rapids. He is going to go see Brian Regan coming up at the Paramount Theater. We'll have more tickets to give away on the Wednesday edition of the program. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow.
Sure to be a lively segment.
Sure to be not happy after what happened in Stillwater over the weekend. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the Baseball Hall of Fame voting will be revealed, the results thereof. Poll question, KGYMradio.com. Is this the year that suspected steroid users Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens enter Baseball's Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
That is the poll question. Check us out at KGYMRadio.com. APC is coming your way next, and they will have a shot at a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one of their two locations, soon to be a third, downtown Cedar Rapids and Lincoln View Square in Marion. And coming up, their third location in the Fountains on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids. Well, we will have basketball coming up tonight. Clarification, Central DeWitt Solon is on. So we will be there. Alex will be there on 106.3 FM at 7:30 for boys basketball. Our original game is not on. We know that. And so we will go over to Linmar. It'll be Linmar and Pleasant Valley. And that will be tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 beginning at 7:30 tonight. So keep it right here for high school basketball.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
You've been listening to the Gym Class APC. They are coming up next. Todd Brommelkamp, Tyler Ryder, taking you from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow beginning at 3.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips.